Almighty Father, we come with thanksgiving and praise in our hearts. We thank you for your goodness, and we thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for putting up with us, looking beyond our faults to see our needs. Thank you for this gathering. Bless each soul present. Let every soul receive a blessing. And you know, Heavenly Father, I'm relying and depending upon the anointing of the Holy Spirit, because I can't do nothing without you. Now let me say what you want me to say, and clear my mind where I can think right. And everything said and done, you got the glory, the honor, and the praise. It's in the powerful name of Jesus. And the whole church say amen. Amen. To our preachers and deacons and to all of God's children, it's just good to recognize that Jesus Christ is worthy to be praised. We owe him everything. Everything we owe to the Lord. We're still dealing with the same subject, the other side of salvation, number five. The other side of salvation, number five. Let's look at Matthew 10 and 16. It said, behold, you want our attention, look, I send you, Jesus doing the talking, forth as sheep in the midst of wolves. Be ye therefore wise as serpents and harmless as doves. It's dealing with the cross. And Luke 9 tell us in that 23rd verse, Luke 9 and 23, Jesus doing the talking, he says to them all, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. The cross is in the midst of wolves. In the midst of wolves. That's the other side of salvation. That's the cross side. And we don't want you to take this lightly. Not the other side of salvation. Some of you are paying me some attention, some not. But please don't take it lightly. It have caused many real saints to turn on God. It have caused many saints of God a ton on God, because you didn't know no better. So I'm thinking you're supposed to run when somebody holler at you or growl at you. But this is the other side of salvation. And Jesus wants us to know about the other side of salvation. that we will not be offended or afraid or get disheartened because of persecution. Because we face in trouble. Because we face in suffering. He don't want us to get disheartened. Because it's so easy to get disheartened when you're facing persecution for Christ's sake. For doing good. Jesus could have resisted all this suffering, but he wants us to see and that he's doing the will of his Father. And just like he's doing the will of his Father, our job is to do the will of Christ. He was obedient to his Father. Yeah, he could have resisted anything he wanted to. He didn't have to die. He didn't have to take nothing of folk put on him. But because of his Father, because his Father will said go through suffering, he had to bear the cross. So Jesus said the same thing to us. It's his will. No, we don't want it, but it's his will. Yeah, we don't want to be talked about, but it's his will. Folks don't want to be stoned to death, but his will. So just like he done his Father's will, he want us to do his will. In other words, he tell us, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. And my brothers and sisters, if the world had no better than the cross for Jesus, what you think it got for us? We need to know this stuff. We need to be aware of this. Yeah. Yeah. If Jesus is going to take it. We got to take it. If they hate Jesus, they're going to hate you. This is the other side of the cross. If the world offer Jesus nothing but thorns, they ain't going to offer us roses. That's what we got to understand. If we're going to represent Christ, we take on what Christ took on. If you represent Christ, he went through all this. What you think will be for us? But I'm not Christ. But you represent Christ. I'm not fixed up like Christ. But he fixed you up like that. Yeah, we don't want to hear about this side, but it's real. Yeah. Jesus took scars. It's real. Yeah. And we try to duck all we can. The other side of salvation. Yeah. Yeah. If people hate Jesus, they're going to hate us. Yeah. This is what we call the other side of salvation. The cross means execution. I said the cross means execution. All of Jesus' disciples is not required to lay down their life for him. Being real disciples, if it come down to that, it ought not to be too high to pay. He died for us. The price wasn't too high. When it comes down to him, we died for him. It still ought to be too what? Yeah. We don't want to suffer. We don't hear about this side too much. Folks don't preach on this too much. Why? Because folks don't want to hear it. But it's real. It's a reality. Many folk have lost their job just because they couldn't take nothing. Good job.
Go ahead.
Because they didn't know no better. Yeah. You don't ruin every time the devil growl at you. Bless his holy name. You got to learn how to take some if you're going to follow Jesus. Bless his holy name.
And I, but my brother and sister, it not for us to have revenge in our heart. Lord Almighty. Not to pay back nobody. God do the paying back. Our job just got to show the characteristics of Christ. You don't run behind the devil trying to pay him back. You get your own self in trouble then. That's his holy name. We're going to be real disciples for Christ. We got a cross to bear. Lord, keep me near the cross. Listen, don't clap too fast. Keep me near the cross. We love to stay near the cross, but he said, pick this man up. He said, pick this cross up and follow me. We want to be identified with Christ, but not his suffering. Yeah. Want to be identified with him, but not the suffering side. You can't have one without the other one. It's a package-like deal. And we try to duck it in church. Come on, church folks now. Christians. It's real. If you don't think it's real, hang around the church. I'm going to church where good folks at. There's some good folks there, I promise you, buddy. There's some good folks here, but there's some bad folks here also. Yeah. Yeah. And of course, you think that they would have messed folks up. Because you think that everybody comes to a house of prayer, we think everybody been born again, everybody know the Lord. No! You're deceiving yourself. And time one of them hurt your fear, and now you're going back. So if you don't know no better.
You right?
Oh, have mercy. That means you got to know that's another side to salvation. You got to learn how to take some stuff. Can I say stuff? Then you get on your job. Yeah, they ain't going down there no more. What happened, girl? What happened to you? And
I thought she was my friend. You see the pride, how they treated me.
Bless his holy name. Y'all know how y'all cry, don't you?
I'm going to the jump the ditch church and
jump over there. He over there too. The devil everywhere you go, anywhere you lift up the name of Jesus, the devil already there. You just got to learn how to take some if you're going to follow Jesus. You got to arm yourself. There's a warfare going on. And if you can't take nothing, you ain't going far with Jesus.
All right. My Lord. All right.
What the devil care about you crying? The Lord won't do see you cry. He a devil. You come here with your sad face crying, and he watch every move you make. Or he or she, whoever it is, and watch every move, and he look at his brother. We got him. Used to say hallelujah and scared to say hallelujah. Now you see. But the devil care about you wearing midnight teals. When I get through with my wetting my pillow with midnight teals. What the devil care about you wetting your teals? That's what he wants you to do, wet your pillow with midnight teals. The cross.
Yeah.
We got to carry the cross. See how you get him off your back? Why you get confused? He know what you're going through with. He know what he done doing. She know what she done done to you. But I dare you to come in with your head up. You ought to rejoice when folk lie on you and talk about you. Don't hold your head down. Hold it up. And then holler hallelujah 3 or 4 times. That's the other side of salvation. You got to realize there's another side, and we don't want this side. We don't want to hear about it. That means so many are deceived and can't take nothing. Because we don't recognize the other side. It's real. It's a reality. It's real. Bless his holy name. And my brothers and sisters, my preachers, as preachers, pastors, we are to tell the people the whole story and the full picture of salvation. They need all of it. You hear all the good part, but what about the cross side? It's real. I said it's real. But we don't want to hear about it. Every preacher don't want to talk about it because we know you don't want to hear about it. And they can't take it when it's come on. You're going to rejoice when folks talk about you and lie on you. We don't want to hear it, no, but go on and rejoice. If you know the lie, hey, go on and rejoice. Don't let them be able to take your joy. Got the cross. Don't let them take your joy. And my brothers and sisters, the church of Christ is the body of Christ on this earth. That's where we stopped last Sunday. On this earth is the body of Christ. And Christ is the head of the church. So the body of Christ, which is the church, is still going through suffering. So we got to show something because we're going through the suffering. What you got to show, Reverend Walker? We got to show first some love. As we go through suffering, we still got to show some love. All the suffering that Jesus went through with, he still loved people. He lied to folks who stoned him. He lied to folks who talked about him. He lied to folks who nailed him to the cross. We still got to show that when our enemies at us. The body of Christ. We got to show love. We don't fight with being that. God fights your battle for you if you stand still. We got to show some love. Look at Stevenson getting stoned to death. I said getting stoned to death. Look what he said. Looking in heaven. When he looked up in heaven, he saw Jesus on the right-hand side of the Father. But getting stoned to death. Why couldn't Jesus stop it? He God, ain't he? No, but he got to carry the other side of the cross. He can stop when he wants to stop. When he wants to stop. How he wants to stop. To whom he wants to stop it. But look at it. Tell y'all, somebody throwing bricks at somebody. Stoning them. Just stone. I mean, these big, just throw big stone. And here he up there looking in heaven. Just to tell God, Father, forgive them, but they don't know what they're doing. A man never been born again when he beat on the church. He don't know what he doing. He ignorant of. He don't know what he does. He doing what he think right. The devil leaving. They don't know what they doing. And here this man getting stoned to death. Jesus was so joyful over it. Know what he did?
He stood up.
All right.
He got up out of his seat. And gave Stephen a standing ovation.
Yes, he did. Yes, he did.
He'll do the same thing for us. Look what he said. He still loved them. We got to still show love. The body's still on this earth. It's still going to be beat on. So we got to still show the same kind of love.
Yeah, yeah.
Huh. And this is what we don't want to do. We don't even pray for our enemies. We scared God's going to bless them. You just pray for do what God said do. Don't be afraid to pray. Pray like God said. Lord, they don't know what they're doing. Bless them. But we're afraid God really going to bless them. See, this is what we got to understand, the body of Christ. We got to try to get folks saved. Folks need saving. Jesus want them what? Saved. And then when they get saved, they stop throwing stones. They can't help it. They do what the devil put in them. But when they get born again, they throw loud instead of stones. We the body of Christ. Yeah, we got to remember that. And we got a cross to carry. Jesus still here. Long as the church here, Jesus still here. My peace I give unto you. Not as the world give it, that people, I give my peace. See, world got a peace and Jesus got a peace. Our peace different from the world.
Yeah, yeah.
When you got Jesus in your heart, you got a peace of mind.
Yeah.
Man, peace and things of the world. Power. Positions. That's his peace. When the power gone, he gone. The peace gone. But Jesus got a peace to stand in the midst of anything happen. Man can't get that peace. It's all that comes through God. So we got to show some love, still carrying our cross. That same body that walked this earth, that got up early Sunday morning, that same body is alive in us. And the church got to show that same kind of love. Listen to me good now. You don't show revenge. She said, vengeance is mine. If you listen to me good now, y'all been listening to the pastor. If you want God to fight your battle, do what he said.
All right.
Well, I can't take it. Well, you ain't gonna get what you want then. When you fight on the devil level, he gonna beat you every time. A child of God got to fight on God level. He said, vengeance is mine, I shall repay, said the Lord. Don't be afraid, trust God. Try and see. He told us, listen, let me tell you. Now, if the devil, now let me get somebody up. Get up, little young man, come on. Now, you don't hit me, so just kind of hit me and ruin me. Hit me. Don't hit me hard now, you know. Yeah, he can run, see. I won't be. I'm crazy to run behind him. That's crazy. That's not God. See, I don't got mad. I'm running behind him, trying to catch him, to beat him back. Now here we are in a fight like cats and dogs. Now God can't fight my battle like that.
Amen.
I just take it and just put it in the hands of the Lord. I don't care where he go, God already there waiting on me. Well, in the meantime, Rebel, watch what I'm supposed to do. I'm supposed to bow down and say, Lord, he don't know what he's doing. Forgive him. Don't be scared to say and tell God about it. God knows when to bring him in. Or God knows when to kill him.
God knows what to do. You don't run behind the devil. He's going to beat me every time. Because that's on his church. You got to fight on Jesus' church. When they should know hate, I'm going to show some what? Love.
Oh, yes, sir.
He'll bust me side of the head with another word of hate. Bam! Knock me back. Come to myself, I get me a ball of love. Throw it right back at me. That's how you win your mouth. I know it sounds funny, but I dare you to try. I'm through with you. Yeah, you got to see this, though. You're scared to trust it. You're scared to try. You're scared to try. You make you feel like you're little and small. Try it and see. I dare you. I dare you. You ain't got to talk to nobody about it. I dare you. You didn't let the Lord have it. It's a cross to carry, Father and Jesus. And don't you think they see Jesus in you? They ain't about to be crazy. They see Christ in you. That means they mess with you because they see Christ. That demon on the inside see Jesus. You the one got to make the stand for Christ.
Amen.
I dare you. Look at his neighbors. I dare you to try. We his witnesses. Yeah. Following him is a cross. Boy, I'm telling you the truth. I have my apprehended. But I don't know he'll fight your battle. I said, I have learned he will fight your battle for you. Devil know how to fight like that. He's good. He's expert on that. But when you put it in the hands of the Lord, love wins everything. Yeah. If God can't win them through love, let them go to hell anyway. Yeah. That way that thing works. See, we're trying to stop folks from going to hell. But we got to show Christ in us by having his characteristic, by loving even our enemy. He said, pray for them. Do good to them. Didn't he say it? But we don't want to hear this kind of stuff. If you want to get over with Jesus, I dare you to try. Let me tell you all this. Meekness ain't no sign of weakness. No, sir. It's just power under control. Oh, God ain't looking at the weak. No, God can't get weak. He got all power in his hand. Well, how in the world can he get weak? He the body. Jesus is the body of Christ, and we are that body. Well, we got to show Christ. So we want to show some love. Because we the body of Christ. Love going through all kind of persecution. My brothers and sisters. I want you to read, Brother Luster, look at Ephesians 1, 22 and the 23rd verse. God trying to win this sinner. Yeah. We the body of Christ. You got to know this. You're going to read about that. We the body of Christ. The body still getting beat on. We got to understand that. It's a faith walk. Read it for me, brother. Ephesians 1, 22 and 23rd verse.
And has put all things under his feet.
Under his feet.
And gave him to be the head over all things.
Over everything.
To the church.
To the church.
Which is his body.
We
the
are
fullness the, of him that filleth all in all.
The full, he in us.
Yeah.
The fullness of God is in us. He is the all in all. If he the all in all, ain't no more all nowhere else. He the the fullness of God in us. God Almighty. He wants to show the characteristic. He wants to show that love for lost sinners. Folks get lost in local symbols. That's his holy name. Look at Philippians 2. I know you know it, but I know a lot of you know, but you got to read it. Let you see it up there. 5. Philippians 2 and 5. Read, just read it. Hallelujah.
Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus.
Jesus said, let this mind be in you, church, which was also in me. Take on my mind. What kind of mind he had? He had a forgiving mind, a loving mind, a caring mind, a meek mind, gentle mind. Humble mind. He humbled himself. With all power, he humbled himself. Let that mind be in y'all, saints.
All right.
Have my kind of mind and you can make it. We don't want to walk humble. We want to walk proud. But when you humble yourself, God fight for you. I won't stand here and tell you a lie to save my life. I'm talking from experience. I said he'll fight for you. You can't be scared to trust God with your enemy. He wake the enemy up in the moment. He didn't want to rock in his sleep. He didn't want to let his muscles move. He can stop it any time he get ready. Do it his way. He's trying to win folk that lost. We got to take it. You know it's a lie, let it be a lie. Told my folk years ago, and so can't take a lie. Folk told him, if it's a lie, what you worrying about for them? Lying on me. Lying on you. They lied on Jesus. I told you. I said, count your fingers. Count them. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Well, I don't see one missing there. It said you had 4. Well, it said I got 4. Well, count your fingers then. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. But you see, I got 4. Count your fingers. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. But Rebbe said, count your fingers. I don't care what they say, you got your 5 fingers. If it's a lie, what you worrying about it for? Well, can't sleep at night because they lied on you. Wake yourself, go on and sleep. Bless his holy name. Got to have the mind of Christ. If you're going to follow Christ, got to have some grace with you. I said some grace. Christ is grace himself. Grace gives you another chance. Ain't that right, y'all? Yeah. Sometimes even your enemy, he just be trying to get over and trying to scare you sometimes. You know? I'm going to put you in the hand of the Lord. What better hand you can put me in the hand of the Lord? Please put me there. Please put me there. That woman was caught in the very act of adultery. They put her in the hand of grace. They didn't know what they were doing. They didn't know what they were doing. They want grace to get even with the woman. That's what grace is about, giving folks another chance. But grace messed them up. They done everything. Not trying to get even with Jesus. Trying to catch him in a lie. So, and he said, now, anybody without fault, pick up, throw the first stone. It's grace. See, grace give us another chance. When the law said stone them to death, but grace stepped in. That's the New Testament grace. We under grace now, not under the old law. The law said stone her to death, but grace and all, we're going to give her another chance. If it wasn't for grace, all of us would be dead right now. We done dust some things in the Old Testament. We can die right now. Stone them to death, but thank God for the New Testament. Thank God for grace. Grace give you another chance to get right with God. It don't give you another grace, another time to go mess up now, but to get right with God. Go and don't what? Sin no. If it was not for grace, it probably wouldn't nobody be in this church today. Don't you remember how crazy you were and I was? I'm talking about folk who were messed up. Now, I know you come here already with a little faint, you know what I'm saying? But I'm talking about folk who were messed up. I'm so glad I'm saying I'm going to do y'all. When I look back to see what I was, can I shout a little bit? To see what I was, I was supposed to be dead, but thank God for grace. And we don't want to get nobody else no more grace. We got to show some love and some grace. Amen. If we the body of Christ, you got to learn how to take some things. This is the other side of salvation. I condition you, but you got to learn and study me. See what I went through with. Now see what I did. Now you take on what I done. All right. And when you don't know no better, you let them run over you, mess you up, because you don't know no better. Yeah, you got to show some grace. Got to show some love and goodness. Look at Acts 3 and 15. That's His holy name. It's the body of Christ. Acts 3 and 15. Just teach it. I'm trying to teach now. Last 15 or 20 years, he told me that it's time for teaching. Yeah, ain't no hooping now. It's time for teaching. Yeah. If you're here 25 years ago, I used to hoop so much, I'd go all around the church hooping. Ain't no hooping now. You got to... He told me from the depth of my heart, he says, time for teaching. I heard the boys playing as they got to be taught.
Yeah. Amen. Yes, sir. Amen. You're right, Reverend. Teacher.
Preaching draw folks, but preaching don't hold them. It takes teaching to hold them. You got to know. You got to know.
Yeah.
And when you know the word of God down in you, you stand still and study for Jesus. I was over there a few months ago, a couple of months ago, and we were installing a preacher, a pastor, and I had to charge him as being a pastor. This one thing I told him. I said, Reverend, pastor, don't let no preacher out-preach you. Don't let no preacher out-preach you. Everybody was looking, but just like y'all looking. Just like y'all. They were wondering what I'm going to say. How in the world he going to stop this? I told him, long as you preach Jesus and preach truth, can't nobody out-preach you. I don't care how they turn the flip. I don't care if they walk on their head. I don't care if they do all this. Long as you preach Jesus and preach truth, can't nobody out-preach you.
All right, then.
Just preach Jesus and tell folks the truth. Bless his holy name. Read that for me, brother.
And killed the Prince of Life.
God Almighty. Put that back up there, baby. Go on.
Whom God has raised from the dead.
Yeah.
Whereof we are witnesses.
They killed him. He gave his life. He the Prince of what? Life. God Almighty. He the Prince of Life. The Prince of... Y'all ever been looking at the Prince of Life?
All right.
He is what? Life.
Yeah, yeah.
No, no, no. He is what? Watch this now. Can't nobody really kill life. If he the Prince of Life, and this where life only comes from, how in the world can I kill life? That's the better reason life couldn't stay dead, because he was what? Life. Didn't nobody kill Jesus. He took his own life. If somebody had just really killed Jesus, he would have never got up. Lord have mercy. But he took his own life because he was life, and he can be life and always will be life. Could nobody kill him? That's the very reason he came in the world himself. Because nobody else can have life. He don't trust life with nobody. Even angels.
You're right.
That's the better reason you never hang around him dead, because he was what? Life.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, y'all ain't with me. Y'all ain't with me.
I'm with you. I hear you.
Everywhere he went, folk were dead. He got him up because he was what? Life. Section going down the road and met Jesus. The little boy was dead. It was dead. He was life. He stopped the procession and said, "Get up, little boy." Because he was life. A little girl was sick, and when she got sick, Jesus was so long talking to another woman. So now the little girl died. So the owner of the gun, the daddy come out and say, "Go tell him he ain't got to come now because he already dead."
Yeah, yeah.
But he didn't know that he was. And when he went in there, he told the little girl, "Get up, yeah, yeah, yeah." She got up. Copy what? Life! Well, y'all ain't with me. Didn't nobody take his life. Lazarus, where you at, boy? He's been in the grave 4 days. He stinks. I don't care how he stinks. Oh, have mercy. Life can bring stink alive. He called Lazarus one time. Lazarus, come forth. Life, because he is life, had to get inside of Adam again. Get inside of Lazarus again, because he was what? Life. Y'all ain't with me. one day.
Yes.
Spiritually, I was dead.
Yes. All right.
I thought I was hitting on something, but I was really dead.
Yes.
For as God concerned, I was spiritually dead.
Yes.
But he came into my old rotten life,
yes,
my dead life,
yes,
and brought my life alive.
Yes.
I'm alive.
Yes.
I was dead. I'm not dead no more. I was dead. He life. Can't kill life. He the only thing we know about life. He is life. He don't trust angel with his life. He don't trust Michael with his life. He life. In the midst of the garden, there was another tree by the tree of name. What? The tree of
life.
Oh, about to get it happen now. Can I put it like this, y'all? And off that very tree in the garden, when Adam messed up, one of the fruit seeds fell on the earth. It was Jesus. Oh, boy, boy, boy. Let me go get my hands straight. And they got the seed, I told you all that stuff, and put it in the ground. You don't put seeds in the ground. When you put seeds in the ground, you're going to get some more whatever you put in the ground.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
When they put Jesus in the ground, in 3 days, it got up. And since he got up, little Jesus everywhere. I'm a little Jesus. If you don't want to own your part, that's your business. I'm a little Jesus. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. So we got to show Christ in our lives. We got to take some things. We got to show some love and grace and goodness. Because we the body of Christ. Do what Christ wants out of us. Can't give in and argue back and fuss and cuss like everybody else. You got to show that Jesus in you. Let them talk. Let them do all that. You stand still and let God fight your battle for you. God knows he'll fight your battle. I'm talking from experience. I don't know what else I got to go through with. But brother, he'll fight your battle for you. Try. You just got to try. You just turn your head and just take it. And let God fight it for you. I declare he'll fix it. If you're a born again child of God and put it in his hand, you think he's going to let it go waste? That's what he wants you to do, put it in his hand. In all thy ways, acknowledge him. He shall direct your path. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Lean not to your own understanding. Y'all ever really thought about them two verses? Y'all ever really looked at them two verses close? Proverbs 3:5-6. Y'all really ever looked at that? Did you not know them two verses, what I just called out? Proverbs 3:5-6. Paralyze our five senses. In all thy ways, acknowledge the Lord, and he shall direct. The Bible said, in all. And he said, trust in the Lord with A-L-L, all thy heart, and lean not to your own. Your five senses ain't no good then.
When you consult God in everything you're tempted to do, God fight for you. Little old things that you think you can handle yourself come to be one of the biggest mountains you ever tried to climb. If you had to give it to Jesus, first of all, he'll let you crawl over the mountain or he'll move the mountain. But yet still, you'll made it over. But now you're still walking around the mountain. Wonder how to get the thing out of the way. Five senses will mess you up sometimes. Watch this now. Watch this. Watch this. See, five senses. Paralyzed. Now watch this. Well, what about your conscience? Watch this. Conscience tell you when you're wrong or right, but conscience doesn't have no power. A lot of things we do, conscience told us we were wrong, but we couldn't stop because we didn't have no what? Power. Yeah. That's just holy name. Boy, my time about gone. I need some more time. I hear y'all talking back too. I hear y'all too. Yeah. Good. He didn't take his life. Just about to, I got about 6 more minutes, y'all. I'm going to let you go. And my brother and sister, listen at this. Regardless of our suffering and persecution in this ungodly world, the body of Christ is to have the mind of Christ. Saying, what they're going to be saying, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. That's what we ought to be saying a lot of times. We see folks act up. They don't know what they're doing. They're doing just exactly what a sinner ought to do. Because they don't know no better. If Jesus had not told the Father, forgive them, Father, on the cross, I believe God would have won all of them up. But Jesus saved us. When he said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they're doing. Told Peter, put your sword up. I don't need you to fight for me. I can just call him. Y'all, we got our little cell phones and things, you know. By the time you go in your pocket, get it out, God already don't talk to him. And some of y'all sisters got to go in the pocketbook and ramp and find it. My wife ain't here to talk about her because she be ramping all over the pocketbook trying. The thing just be ramping. Yeah, yeah, she's ramping all that. Something will eat you up by that time, you know, but. Time you get it. See, God already done fixed it. Heaven could have come down and burned up every one of them. Killed every one of them. And I'm breaking up and out.
Catalog number 09309.
I know y'all gonna tell us, because we can't keep nothing. I bet you. I know you, bro.
Yeah, you heard me talking about you, good. Good.
We're going to stop all right here. We're still talking about the other side of salvation. This thing is real, y'all. I promise y'all. It's real. Don't take it lightly. Don't take these messages lightly. I don't know how long I'll be preaching today. Already got them. God already got them written down. I mean it. Yeah. Already ain't got to go home. You know, he stood all night up. I stood on something else. He already got this fixed. I got pages on top of pages already. Oh, he's doing just add some more to it. That's right. This thing is real. When God showed me this, I said, Lord, have mercy. Look at him. I'm just telling you this. I'm just peep in about 3 weeks from now. Let's just peep in or something. Look at, watch Jesus. Watch this. The other side of the cross, Jesus tried to duck it.
I said, he tried to duck it. But it wasn't his Father's will. He said, I'll drink all of it. Watch this now. See, I ain't gonna tell you all this now, but see, what in the cup? We're gonna show y'all what was in the cup that he didn't want to drink. He said, but if you will,
that's right.
I'll drink every bit of it. And he drunk every bit of it. We got to drink every bit of it. If you're going to follow Jesus, you got to learn how to take some. Persecution, suffering, lied on, talked about.
Go ahead.
Folks talk about y'all go shout sometime. Get by yourself and just hallelujah. Told it to God. I'm not worthy to be talked about for your name's sake. Let us all stand. Bless his holy name. Bless his holy name. It won't be long before Jesus come back. I don't believe that. God knows I don't. Somebody already coming. Will there be another one? Want to give your life to Christ as your personal Savior? Would you come now? If anybody want to come by Christian experience or by letter, would you come now? If you lost, have given your life to Christ. Don't walk out here lost. Give your life to Christ. You may not want to be a part of this membership. I say you may not want to be a part of this membership. But if you lost and give your life to Christ, we'll baptize you and send you where you want to go. That's fair enough. Jesus wants you saved. Every saint in here wants folks saved that lost. If you save, you want folks saved. I said, if you save yourself, you want folks saved. Even your enemies. That's what it's all about. That we've got to take something to show Christ in our lives. God will fight your battle for you. Will there be one? Another? Will there be another? Will there be another? Will there be another? Will there be another? I know Jesus talked to somebody. I promise you. The Holy Spirit is talking to somebody. I'm just going to say this and I'm going to go. If you in here not saved, I promise you right now. I say I promise you. Two spirits are talking to you. One saying, go and give your life to Christ. The other one saying, wait till next Sunday. Too many folks dying there today anyway. That's the devil. That's not God. God wants everybody saved. The day you hear my voice, he said, harden not your heart. But Reverend Walker, how I know it's the voice of God? The word of God tell me so. He said, if a man confess the Lord Jesus with his mouth, and believe in his heart that God raised Jesus from the dead, thou shalt be saved. I preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. That's the word of God. The day you hear my voice, I preach Jesus. And anybody lost, you need to give your life to him before it's too late. Will there be another one? May God bless you.
Jesus, Jesus. another.
Lord Jesus.
Oh, Jesus, 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 nobody but
Jesus. Oh, my doctor.
God bless you. Read the secretary.
Pastor Walker, we have one candidate for baptism. Joshua Baltimore.
Baltimore.
Brother Paul, how you doing?
Tell them you're saved. Hallelujah. God bless you.
We have two coming on Christmas.